broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And we talked about President Russell M. Nelson of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He met with Pope Francis inside the Vatican over the weekend. The first meeting between a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint prophet and the Pope. And President Nelson dedicates the church's first temple in Rome. Historic, to say the least. We talked about website name change. A couple of websites are changing the names at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as well. For example, LDS.org becomes ChurchofJesusChrist.org. And Mormon.org will change to ComeUntoChrist.org. Pretty neat changes there. SB 242 in the state of Utah is more state intervention into party politics is disaster, folks. Vote no, SB 242. I just can't wait for the state legislative session to be over. Whenever it's in session, it's like terror on the state of Utah. Senate vaccine hearing sparks debate, anti-vaccine protests in Utah. If not vaccines, some are asking, then what? But there are alternatives, ladies and gentlemen. Implications of a national vaccine mandate are being discussed, and I reject a forced vaccination jab mandate. By the way, our second hour, we'll talk to Alan Phillips, the best-known vaccine attorney in the country. Over $4 billion paid out by the taxpayers for vaccine injuries and death. So when they tell you they're safe and effective, what about this idea that $4 billion have been spent from the taxpayers to pay for injury and death? Is that safe and effective? I think not. We talked about H.R. 8. That's the Pelosi gun control bill. Passed the House. Hopefully it'll be blocked in the Senate and stopped by the Donald. We also talked about the Second Amendment, the ultimate civil right. And we talked about emergencies do not trump the Constitution. I agree with that. I don't like that declaration of an emergency reality that Congress has created in 1977. But I do believe the president has unilateral ability to stand up when he feels like there's an emergency. And I think we kind of miss the boat when we mix the two. President doing what he needs to do versus a, quote, authorized congressional, what? They don't even have authority to give? Kind of discussion? That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey. Delivered directly to your door to learn more. Get a hold of localhoneyman.com. Hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley. His goal is to preserve the nation, thus his homeschool incredible curriculum. You want to learn more? Go to freedomsrisingsun.com. That's freedomsrisingsun.com. And at that website, not only can you get his homeschool incredible curriculum to preserve the nation, but you can get his webinars weekly as well on all topics constitutional. It's incredible. freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked with Scott Bradley about this. Donald Trump calls Ann Coulter a wacky nut job for going after him on the border wall. And I see it two ways. I'm frustrated like Ann is. I get her point. But I also get the point from President Trump that, hey, there's a lot of things he's tried to move the needle on. And even his own party shuts him down, stabs him in the back. The swamp is so deep. Can we really expect one man to solve it all? I think we get these unrealistic expectations. And I think President Trump has done a lot of good, folks. I get it. Scott Bradley pointed out there's a lot of concerns about Trump. But you know what? He's done more for pro-life in our lifetime. He highlights the problems of the media. He highlights the issues on the border. I haven't heard anybody highlight these issues like President Trump in my lifetime. We talked about the fog of war, and Scott Bradley's right. Sometimes it gets very hard to see what's really going on. Amen to that point. We also talked about Glenn Beck. Reverses, flip-flops as always, but now Glenn Beck says he's going to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Would you vote for President Trump? See, I personally would not. Even though I think President Trump's done a lot of great things, and I commend him for them, and I'll always support him when he does right good things, I would vote for a good, honest, wise man. And that's what I'll do every time. Trump signed Bibles in Alabama. People just simply can't handle it. They're freaking out. Well, I commend the president for this. And I also say this, when have you heard about a president in your lifetime signing Bibles? You could say, well, Sam, that's just a token thing for his base. Say what you will. I'm going to analyze everything. And when there's good, I'm going to point it out. And this is good. The Bible is the backbone of our supreme law of our land, folks. Let's turn to God, family, and country, shall we? And let's not be critical when people are doing so. The House just passed one of the most unconstitutional anti-speech pieces of legislation in years. It's H.R. 1. They call it the, what, For the People Act? It's supposed to be an election campaign reform thing. But if there's no election fraud, what do we need reform for, number one? Number two, it shuts down our free speech and, well, it protects the inside swamp folks is what it does. Shame on them. House Democrats are celebrating the For the People Act, but so are Republicans who are silent on this thing. Hopefully it'll be doomed in the Senate. Daily Caller writes that. Amen. Nicholas Sandman's attorney. You know, Nicholas is the Catholic kid that got beat up by the media and the Indian guy or whatever else. And they claimed it was all his fault. And the videos showed the government or the media all lied and everything. Well, now this Sandman's lawyer claims that the $250 million lawsuit filed against the Washington Post was only the beginning. Now they're going to go ahead and file another $250 million lawsuit against CNN. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. I think the Catholic gentleman's right. The mainstream press has been on a bender to attack conservatives and Christians and constitutionalists and those who are standing for moral principle. They've been doing it forever, and it's got to stop. Our prayers are that he's successful in shutting down the media from their flat-out lies, fake news, and dishonest representations. Big time. And I submit to you, what happened to the Catholic kid is a lot of what happened at some of these rallies where it all went wrong. You know, where they say the unite the right people were all violent and all this kind of stuff. And I don't believe it. They're manipulating the news against us, folks, and they just got caught at it with the Sandman case. Big time. All right, there you have it. Our both hours recap. It is still available at libertyroundtable.com. Yesterday's show, downloadable at your fingertips, free, whenever. Works for you. By the way, if you have the heart to help, all donations are welcome. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. Speaking of that, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. New Mexico's in the news.
New Mexico. That's right, Sam. And, it is one of the states. It's not really part of Mexico, in case...
Are you sure?
You know, you weren't up on that, but...
When the border leaks like a sieve, I kind of question what you're saying.
And now they've got a new sport down there, Sam. I guess a number of other states are, already on this bandwagon, and they allow high school students to participate in this growing sport. And you might say, well, what would this sport be? Well, it's called video games, yeah. They say around 36 high schools are competing in the state's inaugural, that means the first time, esports season that began last month. More schools may join as athletic officials consider adding a fall season. Ooh. They say they're expected to draw about 500 students who will participate in 5-on-5 matchups. It's just like basketball, Sam. You know, you had 5-on-5.
Darn right. And so see, this now is where, you have, Kurt, government schools just want more and more and more time with your children, less and less time for you and the family, more and more and more derailing from the educational purpose. You know, it reminds me of the post office. Let's just get into everything all the time. literally destroy everything that matters, right? I mean, this is an absolute fiasco. They can't even fund the programs they've got, Kurt, and they're just pushing for more. Thus, how much money do government schools need to educate your children? The answer is just more.
Now, if you're wondering what the other six states are, you got Rhode Island, Illinois.
Yeah, because those guys in Rhode Island could play with those guys in New Mexico because it's all virtual. You don't even got to travel, Kurt.
That's right. You know, and that's why it's kind of eco-friendly as well. You got Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Georgia, and they all allow students to compete in what's called esports, and it's an officially sanctioned high school activity. I guess
would you rather
at the
do that or be
level,
an Olympic cyclist, Kurt?
Oh, good point, Sam. Yeah, there was an Olympic cyclist. You know, she's right on top of her game, I think. And
no, she is not.
Yes, at age 23, Colorado Springs, Colorado is the dateline. This Olympic track cyclist, Kelly Caitlin, she helped the women's pursuit team win. I don't know if that means they were pursuing women or they were women pursuing something, but anyway,
well, there's some
they
dudes
won
on
a
the
silver
team
medal.
Acting like women, I don't know what they're pursuing either.
Good point. They won a silver medal in Rio de Janeiro, but she took her life, Sam, and you know, another sad day.
You got that right, but Kanye West is doing just the opposite. We'll tell you about it in a second. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes. She said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
my
up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about
and
you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Suicide is a sad situation, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to take time to bear one another's burdens as Christians, the Christian cause front and center. We need to make sure we take our responsibilities to be our brother's keeper, to look out for our brothers and sisters on the earth more seriously. Sad tale to tell when this Kelly Kaplan, 23 years old, found dead in her own home, committed suicide. What a sad tale to tell. Too bad people couldn't reach out to her. What a talented individual, and what a sad loss it is. This is something serious that we need to take advantage of in terms of making a difference in people's lives and slowing down a little bit, paying attention to the Spirit of God to say, when can you reach out and give someone a hug, someone a special touch, someone an act of service and kindness and respect and comfort. And people need God, family, and country. They need a purpose. Kanye West might be finding that purpose, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, I found this interesting, you know, as far as I can tell, this is just reported overseas, dailymail.com.
Of course it is. They don't believe in reporting about God over here, do they, Kurt?
Well, it seems like you wouldn't mix Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, you know, going to church,
babies,
children, family, you know, all that kind of stuff.
See, if it's God, family, and country, they don't want to talk about it, buddy.
Apparently, I guess Kanye West does his own, you know, like Sunday service in a place called Calabasas, Florida, along with some other star-studded congregation goers, I guess. By the way, Kanye's 41, in case you were wondering. But, you know, we turned the clocks back in a number of states in Arizona lately. Or I don't know. No, not back. We went forward. Yeah, that's right. So you lost an hour of sleep. And so they had a picture of Kanye carrying, you know, one of his youngest children to church.
Name is North, by the way.
Yeah, okay. 5-year-old daughter. They call her the eldest daughter of the rapper, et cetera. And I found it very interesting, Sam. Kanye and Kim are expecting their fourth child. Now, I didn't know that. Now, they're doing it a little different because they're doing it with what they call a surrogate. But at least, you know, they say they're really excited about it. And, you know, they say it's a bright spot right now, given everything else that's going on in the family. At this point, they've been working on the baby's nursery at their home and putting all that stuff together.
This is an example, now, Kurt, where, you know, you could be critical about the surrogate part, or you could spend time saying, yeah, hey, these people could be just like anti or ignoring children. But they're creating a family. Right. It's a man and a woman. First of all,
that's right.
They have children, second of all, and you can, you know, dig into their lives and say, well, that isn't a perfect family. The mother's a bad example. The father's, you know, you can go on and on and on about the negatives if you choose. But we choose, on the other hand, to use this and say, hey, there's a lot right here to mention. And that's where we choose to put our focus. And I think that's an important thing to understand. Now, I guess it's a star-studded event a little bit, Kurt. Because Paris Jackson joins the star-studded. Is it Paris Jackson?
That's right. And I know I should
Who's
know
Paris,
who that
Kurt?
Is and everything. Well, I guess maybe she's got French connections.
Dude, you
got
to look online and figure the stuff out before you send these headlines, Kurt. First, it would send less headlines so we could actually cover them all. And then secondly, it would let us know what we're talking about. See what I mean?
Well, this way you don't even have to search for news. You just have to open your email.
The problem is that I don't know what I'm talking about, though. Right? Who's Paris?
Well, yeah, but who knows what they're talking about in the news? I mean, Sam.
Well, we got to research Paris Jackson so we can know if it's in the headline. What's the big deal about Paris being there?
Well, I don't think there's any, at least in my opinion. I skimmed over that part. I thought it was pretty interesting, though, that since they're getting such a big family, Sam, they're going to have four kids, et cetera. Then they're going to have to get bigger cars because a growing family's getting too large to fit in one vehicle.
All right, here's what I'm going to do then. Just in the spirit of Kurt Crosby, I'm going to delete the Paris Jackson joins the star-studded worship, and I'm going to rewrite his headline. And the headline's going to say this. I added one word to the headline and chopped off the end of that now. And here's what it now says. Listen carefully. Kanye West carries a sleepy North to church with wife Kim Kardashian. So you need to put wife in there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because now you're highlighting something, wife. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, they're going to have to get a bigger car because, see, they're going to have four kids, two adults, and a couple of nannies. And, you know, I mean, they say they definitely need to invest in a car that suits the entire family. I'm thinking maybe a bus, don't you think, Sam?
They don't have enough people for that. Now, I also got rid of Carrie's a sleepy North, and I rewrote the headline to say, Kanye West carries daughter to church.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know who North is if you don't study the news, Kurt. Like what the
and by the way, Kim, if you don't know who that is, that's the wife. She's 38 years old.
So I changed the headline on that, Kurt.
That's
now the headline says this. Kanye West carries daughter to church with wife, Kim Kardashian. Now think about that difference in the headline.
While they wait on new baby, and by via surrogate or whatever, I don't know. But anyway, the Kim, you know, the Kanye's wife, said she's feeling calm about her impending arrival. Of course, you know, it's an arrival and surrogate, so, you know, I mean, it might be not quite as stressing for her. They say she was initially stressed about welcoming another tot. Now, we're not talking about a tater tot. We're talking about, you know, another little kid. So, anyway, there they go, Sam, doing on that family stuff.
And know? Here's the other thing, though. They're going to church, yeah. Kurt.
I know. I mean, imagine that. I mean, but the one good thing that all you folks, you know, Kanye haters or whatever can, you know, out there can say is at least they didn't seem in a Make America Great Again hat.
They need to be. I would have put one of the dudes on North. Hey, now here's what I'm saying, though. The reason that I talk about this headline, I'm not really trying to beat up Kurt. Here's what I'm trying to highlight. Does Kurt really need to chase down the details of who that other person is? See, I don't think so, because it's not relevant. That's the star-studded part. They want you to get all, you know, derailed on the pomp. The pomp, right?
Yeah.
The you know, star-studded stuff. Okay, what we want to do is strip it down to the details that we believe matter. So when you say Kanye West, I don't want to say North, because, you know, unless you know who North is, it doesn't matter. We're talking about Kanye's daughter. So he has a girl. You know, you've heard of those in the modern society?
With a wife.
Girls? Yeah, and then he's got a wife, a female, that, you know, he's married to. See, and this word called church. Okay, these are the things, the family, God, family, and country, these are the things we want to talk about. And so anyway, I don't mean to beat Kurt up over this. I do mean to highlight the points we're trying to make, though. I don't think Kurt needs to go research those details. The news would want you to believe, right? That you got to do this and this and this and this. All right. So now I went through and I capitalized the key words in the headline. Kanye West carries daughter to church with wife, Kim Kardashian. Now, the point is, do you see the difference in what we're reporting versus what their report was, Kurt?
Yeah. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, where did we get this? From an overseas source, the DailyMailOnline.com. And yet, you know, if you find some other American source reporting about this, just let me know, because I don't think they're going to even touch it.
But even overseas, though, they report the star-studded part. They talk about all these other people. They make it kind of vague.
Yeah, but that's how we can dig in there and go, ooh, maybe there's something here.
Amen. And you'd have
about.
To spend like a half hour digging up all those irrelevant details. You really would. And I'm not trying to be critical as much as I'm trying to highlight the points here, right?
Yep.
You know, I don't have time to go look up who that other person is, that Paris whatever. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm sure it's just some actor, actress, rock star, somebody that I've never even heard of. But I'm more interested in the church part. I'm more interested in the wife part. I'm more interested in the daughter and the going to church and the... You know, they're welcoming their
bigger
next
family and all that.
Yeah, they're welcoming
stuff.
Their next child, etc.
Getting
you know?
The nursery together, you know.
See, that's cool.
These are cool things.
And I get that you can be critical of, hey, you know, hey, they're not the best parents. They're, hey, compared to the parents that they're looking at these days, Kim and Kanye are like phenomenal parents. Right? I mean, it's a relative discussion in our world, you know. All right, scientists are blaming working moms for UK's child obesity epidemic in a shocking paper that claims their kids eat more and move less. Kurt will have the details on that and a mysterious Florida woman in seconds. And by the way, if you want raw honey delivered to your door to help with your immune system and more, get a hold of Kurt, localhoneyman.com, or email him, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or dial 801-669-2211. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Washington reacting to remarks from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday, who says she's not for the impeachment of President Trump. She told the Washington Post impeachment is divisive and she doesn't think Congress should go down that path. Hill reporter Julia Manchester's take on it.
I think Democrats and especially Nancy Pelosi are thinking right now impeachment could actually benefit Trump, because right now if they were to go down that road, it could make it seem like they're spending so much political capital in impeaching the president instead of working with Republicans in Congress. And I think Trump could run with that in 2020.
She was speaking on CBS News. The U.S. pulling all remaining Americans out of the U.S. Embassy in Venezuela after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the decision reflects the deteriorating situation in that South American country. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Breaking news as two more nations have joined a growing list of countries that are grounding Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia, which killed 157 passengers and crew. Singapore and Australia are now on that list. Several other nations and airlines suspending flights of the MAX until the data from that doomed flight's black boxes can be examined. The crash coming just 5 months after another plane of the same model crashed in Indonesia, killing everyone on board. Here in the U.S., though, the FAA continues to give the Boeing 737 MAX a vote of confidence. The CEO of Wells Fargo will let Congress know today how he's doing with cleaning up that troubled bank. He'll testify at a hearing on holding the nation's fourth largest bank accountable for what the House Financial Services panel calls a pattern of consumer abuses. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, over in England, they call them mums, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt?
Yeah, and they're not talking about a flower, Sam. They're talking about moms. And this is from the sun.co.uk.
Well, moms are kind of like a flower, Kurt.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Mother of all claims, they say, scientists blame working mums for UK's child obesity epidemic in shocking paper that claims their kids eat more and move less. Subheadline by Ellie Cambridge says a study carried out by University College London looked at 20,000 families and is the first to link mums who work to the weight of their children. So, Sam, what I wanted to know is, does this surprise you?
Not really, but I don't really want to blame working moms, only because in many cases working moms would rather not be working, but due to government belligerent taxation, they're forced to, and that happens here and overseas. And so I get the point, but I also think it's junk food, and I also think it's our society. It's very hard to eat right in our modern-day society where everything's just a microwave away and everything's just a boxed, packaged something away, and everything is instant, and people think they're so busy they don't have time for God, family, and country. And it's partly this whole agenda to destroy God and family and at the center. And many moms are almost forced into this little bit of servitude for government belligerent, out-of-control spending, and so I understand their point, and I think there's something to their point, due to our modern society and circumstances, but I also don't necessarily want to just nail the working mom for this. You know, if they didn't make it so hateful for a mom to stay home, I mean, a mom's evil if she stays home. She's probably a bigot and, you know, she hates her womanhood and all this, all these lies. We've made it very, very, very inappropriate for a woman to stay home, whereas I think it's one of the most appropriate things she can do. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying that, women don't belong in the workforce. Now, you know, they want to tell you that I'm some kind of a hater. I get that mom needs to do what she needs to do to support her children. Many of the moms are single due to the sugar daddy government taking the place of dad. We go on and on with these discussions, but at the end of the day, I get the point. I'm a little concerned with the, quote, scientific singular focus that I believe is a little bit of wrong-headed focus. Is it scientists blaming working moms, or is it really society? You know, what's at the heart of this in your view, Kurt? I don't think that we can just point at mom and give her the blame, or mom and give her the blame.
You know, and I like to look at, you know, this old idea of making America great again or making the world great again. How did it used to be, ladies and gentlemen? Was it less is more? Or in other words, when all these families, I mean, they were actually families, husband, wife, children, and typically the dad did the major part of the work outside of the home. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, he was gone with his job, you know. And
we might not have been gone. Most of them were farmers, and they were working the farm together, too.
Well, yeah, but a lot of times he was outside of the house doing that, whereas the mom was kind of the base lady taking care of that whole thing there, nurturing the children, making sure many times that the children were working, carrying out family chores, doing those kind of things, not like, well, going to compete in the new sport like they got there in New Mexico, video games, you know what I mean? And yet, and then I was thinking about one of the most famous examples of a really good mom, or as they'd say over in England, mum, you know, or whatever. Well, you know, Ben Carson's mom, and you know, where she figured out, hey man, you know, to have some success, you got to have a lot of less time watching TV. And so she was like, hey, turn that TV off and get those boys reading books. And her boy came from the basically the ghetto and turned out to be what, the chief neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, and is now on President Trump's cabinet. And he's a black guy, right, Sam?
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, and I commend these moms when there's you know, exceptions. I just don't want to blame working moms alone. I agree they're part of the solution, no doubt, but I don't want to just dump all the blame on them.
It's amazing.
I just think there's plenty of blame.
What a good
to go
mom
around
can do, you know, and how they make so much
right,
a difference.
Would you blame
in
the mom,
the world,
though, Kurt?
In spite of no, I'd blame, like you said, you know, you get the massive governments that want to basically make it so that you have to almost have one person working for the taxes and one person working for the family. I mean, and you know, it's just a sad thing. So we shouldn't be surprised.
And we've rewarded divorce too, Kurt, where these women oftentimes are forced to work. They don't have a choice. Are they going to raise their kids or not? At least someone's trying to stay with the kids. You could blame that mom for working, but is she like, okay, Ben Carson's mom was this way. She had to work all the time. I mean, Ben Carson was a latchkey kid. But her circumstances are basically based on this idea that we just promote divorce. I mean, divorce is almost more celebrated than marriage these days. You can get drive-through divorces. Not that I'm for drive-through marriages, but I'm just saying it highlights the... and so, you know, and hey, Kanye or Kim taking her kids to church with Kanye. That's, you know, again, hey, pretty good. Now, cops say there's a mysterious woman. Now, I don't understand this mysterious part, Kurt. Can't the cops know who she is?
Well, you know, they should be, because they usually can track them down. But, yeah, Jackie Salo is the author.
Well, all they
got to
do is suggest that she's not paying her taxes, and then the IRS can find her for them. See what I mean?
Yeah, the Ocala Star banner reported about this. It says, headline, mysterious Florida woman busted for voter fraud was registered Democrat, according to the cops. You know, 71-year-old Florida woman who prosecutors say committed voter fraud. I thought that didn't happen in America, but anyway, she was using some fake citizenship papers. They say she voted illegally in at least 5 elections. Well, I suppose they're just going to say, well, we'll have to redo all those elections. But anyway,
well, she's a citizen because she's here. That's what Barack would say.
That's right. That's what he said. By the way, that down there they say Kim Barton, he's one of the important guys in this story. He says, voter fraud is something we take very seriously. And
that's why you let her vote 5 times in a row? She's been at it, what, over a decade, if you only count 2 years.
Maybe they've been studying her for a while. She's being held on a $130,000 bond. But by the way, you got to remember this. Just like President Obama said, there's no vote fraud in America. Just keep repeating that, right, Sam?
Well, that's what everybody says. Barack actually says there is vote fraud on both sides of the aisle. It's everybody around him that says there's no vote fraud. He just says anybody can vote and it's not a fraud. See what I mean? All right. I guess Donald Trump has the goods on everybody. Is that what they're saying, Kurt, on this one?
Well, Nikki Schwab, writing this piece for Breitbart, and the headline says, Trump still not ready to release devastating docs about Democrats. Now, I guess during the late November sit-down with the Washington Post, he said, if they play tough, I'll do it.
Why is Donald sitting down with the hated WAPO of all people, Kurt? I mean, he loves the WAPO in the New York Times, doesn't he?
And then he says, they will see how devastating those pages are. I guess, in my opinion, one thing about this, Sam, is when you don't release them and you just say how devastating they are, how many people are going to go, man, I wonder what's in there. Did they have that stuff on me? Did they get when I did this? So maybe it's even more powerful this way. But I guess Trump predicted that the Democrats going after his administration would be the best thing that could happen to him. It's kind of like
prediction, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're going to get the birth certificate. Donald really wanted Barack to release the birth certificate. Now Donald's president. Donald could get that birth certificate, Kurt, if he wanted it. Now it's just not talked about. And I assume the Democrat docs, now that they're not going to impeach Donald, Nancy said it wouldn't be prudent, right? Not going to do it. Wouldn't be helpful. So now she's not going to impeach Donald, and he's not going to drop the docs on them either. The quid pro quo continues as far as I can see.
Good point, Sam.
I wish it weren't true, but devastating docs, what does devastating mean, Kurt? That we really feel bad and we move on, nothing here, move along? Or that people go to jail?
Wouldn't that be something, Sam? What, if people went to jail? Washington, D.C. and everywhere else. I guess Trump said this, because I'm a counterpuncher and I will hit them so hard. They've never been hit like that. And you know what? I think that will help my campaign. That'll be the beginning of my campaign for president. So I don't know for sure what he's got, but, he's certainly not playing, what would you call it?
Well, if it has anything to do with something like building the wall, I'm not impressed. If it has to do with going ahead and, going after people for libel and slander, I'm not impressed. If it has to do with getting rid of gun-free zones, I'm not impressed. All right, what's this lady's name again? Ilhan Omar, is that what it is? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Ilhan Omar. All right, she's in the news. Sam and Kurt.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ilhan Omar is a freshman congresswoman, right, Kurt?
That's correct, Sam. Mm-hmm. And Bob Fredericks write this piece for Breitbart, and I guess the source is a political magazine. And this lady said that Obama's, and she's a Democrat, by the way, Minnesota Democrat, and she said Obama's a pretty face who got away with murder. I'm just like, woo, that's some.
Now, why doesn't she press charges? We can dig up the birth certificate from Barack. Why doesn't Barack team up with this lady? Well, there you go. That's what I mean by it. It's just paralyzed, stuck on stupid. They're not releasing anything, and nobody's going to jail except for a couple of low-level underlings on the conservative side of things. That's it. And the sad part about this is what? She's a Muslim or a Palestine person or whatever, and then, you know, Barack's with the Muslim Brotherhood, and now there's a division between those two, and now we're going to – okay, Larry Klayman is trying to deport her. Did you know that, Kurt?
No, but I think that's a pretty interesting story.
Sure is.
She said we can't be only upset with Trump, when she's taking out Obama. His policies are bad, but many of the people who came before him also had really bad policy.
Hey, Kurt, policies, you think you could wear a MAGA hat and a hijab at the same time?
Well, maybe it's coming. She said, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
In other words, all about the cash, huh?
Yeah, and I guess that's a line from Puff Daddy's song about $100 bills. I just thought it was kind of interesting to see the
Omar listens to Puff Daddy.
Organized chaos. Yeah.
Wow, that's some strange stuff, man. Obama hating, Puff Daddy listening, Donald Trump supporting, hijab toting. I don't even know how to.
Wow.
I'm going to go to the college kids. It's a little simpler, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. you know, it's just amazing what's going on, isn't it, Sam? Now, in this story, remind me a little bit more. I know there was about
college
17
kids
on the list.
I guess these guys are using campus electricity to go ahead and mine crypto, Kurt.
Well, I mean,
I told these students not to dip their toe in crypto, Kurt.
You did. But at least they're being, what would you call it? I don't know.
Entrepreneurial?
There you go. That's what happens. I guess university campuses aren't just producing new college graduates, they say. They're also churning out lots of cryptocurrency.
You want to know how we can stop Kurt?
Let's see.
I wouldn't have to spend my money on electricity. They just shut down them government campuses.
Good point, Sam.
But these other students are doing something better than dipping their toe in crypto at taxpayers' expense. These guys have shovels, Kurt. Did you hear about these students?
Well, yeah. I was really pleased with this story, Sam. So there's this lady that basically needs to get to dialysis. You have some people that saw she was in need of some help, and they actually... shoveled her driveway and made it so that she could get there. And I mean, this is like one of those nice stories, Sam.
Yeah, so I guess a big old snowstorm hit, and she was buried in snow, couldn't get out to go to the dialysis, and a bunch of students grabbed some shovels and said, hey, we'll help you, we'll take care of it. And I hope this has copycat, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't see the AP picking this story up.
Why not, man? This is good news. I mean, this is people helping people. And see, these are the things that we need to tie together, man. Come on.
Isn't that the reason, though, they didn't pick it up? Because it is good news.
Hey, quit making crypto at taxpayers' expense and get out there and shovel, is what I would say.
Good point.
All right. Anyway, I commend those students. Thank you for your service. We appreciate it. And yeah. I think it'll bring blessings to everyone.
By the way, it was in New Jersey, and some high school seniors. I mean, you'd think they'd be doing that sport thing.
Yeah, to be hanging out with New Mexico and playing video games. I don't have time to help you, lady. So that's kind of, wow. Anyway, good for these students. I commend them, and I'm grateful for them.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Now, while the students are shoveling, self-driving cars are cruising around. And I don't know if these cars are racist or what, but I think you got racist self-driving vehicles now, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know why Sam says that? Well, they say they're more likely to run over black people. Yep.
Now, Kurt, you know, they want you to believe this is kind of
to worry about.
They want you to believe that the software engineers made this a racial thing and they did it on purpose. It isn't
right, true.
It has to do with the ability to detect people, and the darker a person is, Kurt, the harder it is to detect them.
Yeah, they say due to flaws in the software that are used to detect objects, these self-driving cars could be more likely to hit and kill black people. So,
now, see, I agree that it might be flaws in the software, but I don't know if it's flaws in the software as much as it might be flaws in the technology, and maybe the software doesn't, you know, use technology appropriately to adjust for differences, right? But that doesn't mean that it's racial. Or that it's, you know, and that's kind of where they're going with this, in my opinion, politically charged divisionary headline, right?
Yep, it sure does seem.
Because
funny,
if a white person has a ton of dark clothes on, Kurt, it's the same scenario. Just so you know.
Ooh, Sam. Yeah. What they're
and by the way, if a black person
mandate.
Has a bunch of what do you want to say, flashy clothes or whatever you want to, things that would help identify the person,
shiny stuff,
then it would be, you know. The white guy was super dark clothing, and the black person was super flashy, whatever, would reverse roles, if you want to understand the situation.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, they're manipulating this and using it kind of divisionary. It's like these self-driving cars can be more likely to run over black people. Do you see how they're doing it? And all it has to do with is the software isn't good enough at detecting things. The darker things are, the more blurry, the more whatever, okay, the harder it is for these you know, technologies to ferret out what's right and wrong. It's kind of like saying, hey, Siri and Alexa and all these assistants, whenever a black person uses that Ebonics, hey, man, Siri doesn't listen to black people as much as white people. See how manipulated that gets? It just means that they don't have all the language, you know, plugged in for all this. And all I'm telling you is they're using it to drive a wedge, and I reject it is the point. All right, a woman reading fine print is in the news. Kurt, I'm glad she can read.
Good point. You know, Sam, I mean, you've seen these deals where they're like, you know, you got to sign this, and it's like 6 pages, and you're thinking, holy cow. It's like, you know, online when you do that, you got all these pages, and then it says agree at the end. Well, you know, how many times do you ever really read all that?
But never, because if you don't agree, you're just not going to go anywhere anyways.
That's right. Anyway, this lady she calls herself a nerd from Georgia, and she read the often ignored fine print on an insurance contract, and she ended up winning her 10 grand because basically there was this little part in there, fine print in the story, where it says hidden deep within the text of her insurance policy was a contest to win 10 grand. Company buried the instructions for claiming the grand prize right in there in the fine print. And she read it and did it and got the $10,000 check.
That's better than the sweepstakes you get in the mail, I'll tell you that right now.
I will tell you this, that wouldn't it be nice if they just, you know, instead of saying, hey, man, we got this real cool story or, you know, game inside this 7 pages you have to read, wouldn't it be cool if they just made the 7 pages 7 lines and, you know, didn't have all that stuff for us to read?
No, Kurt, then what would the lawyers do? Former Miss Teen Universe in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, this is a sad story, in my opinion. So what you got is, you know, a girl, she's going skiing, spending some time, and, you know, she's been pretty famous and all that kind of stuff, Miss Teen Universe, and not just, you know, kind of a backwoods kid or anything like that. But, you know, the sad thing is, hey, she... Well, she died, Sam. And I mean, you know, it kind of makes you think of that scripture where they say that in the last days, people's hearts will fail them. In this case, she died before her 20th birthday. She's from Holland, and basically she passed away after falling ill. They're not real sure, Sam. I mean, they basically, they say their hearts are truly broken and they're going to do some stuff, but basically her heart stopped. She suffered organ failure.
Well, our prayers are with the family.
Yeah.
You know, that's horrible. That's a sad tale to tell. And you know what? This life does have a, you know, perilous reality to it. And I think the trick is to learn to trust God and to love one another and to, you know, help bear one another's burdens through some of these things. And there you go, you know.
Heart attack at, what, 19, man. I mean, that's just like...
You got three things that bring turmoil to this life. Actions of others as they use their agency unwisely. Actions that you bring on yourself. And then just the mishaps of earth life. Those three things can be devastating unless you turn to God. All right, yeah, this is Nolte with this story, Kurt. Who's
Well,
Nolte?
Yeah, the guy's... He's the author.
Is it Nolte?
And, yeah, I think so.
You got
like,
Kanye
you know,
and you got Nolte.
I guess so. N-O-L-T-E. Yeah, you know, and I guess the Americans are doing an exercise.
No, you
know,
missed the headline, Kurt. You got to do this. You got to say great
Oh, that's
Americans.
Right. Great Americans.
And I'm just saying, because see, this is interesting how they're using that word, great Americans, huh? I like that.
That's right. This is a Breitbart piece, so that's why you're seeing that. It says, great Americans doubled cord cutting in 2018 to nearly 3 million.
Now, by the way, sub-headline, I think that's phenomenal news, Kurt, if you ask me.
Yeah, they say the subheadline, the number of households who cut their cable or satellite television packages doubled in 2018 to nearly 3 million, despite the so-called experts predicting the exact opposite.
Wait a minute, Kurt. I'm an expert, and I've been predicting this forever, buddy.
Well, yeah, but you're not the so-called
I'm
expert.
Not a real
you're
expert.
A real expert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I found that fascinating, though. Yeah. Doubled cord cutting, and I really like the idea of great Americans. This just shows it's a Breitbart, a friendly story to America, Kurt.
That's right. And, you know, you look way down the story, and they say carriage fees, and you think, what is that? They say they're another form of corporate welfare that ensure a cable network receives a certain dollar amount every month based on how many households purchased cable packages that include that specific network. So in other words, say you choose some kind of package, part of your money has to go to these different people. And they say the following are not perfect numbers, but they're close. CNN gets $1 per month per subscriber. ESPN gets $6. MSNBC, 75 cents. MTV, 50 cents, etc. And people are just tired of
You know how much
you know,
we get, Kurt?
That. Zip, zilch.
That is correct, sir. Anyway, what an absolute shame. Again, corporate welfare's got to stop, and I'm glad for the double cord cutting. Texas poll in the news.
A Texas poll, Sam. Yeah, we're talking about, what was this Texas poll? I'm trying to remember.
They say majority. I guess 40% of Latinos go along with the majority and believe non-citizens end up voting, Kurt, when they shouldn't.
Imagine that, Sam. Really? That'd be vote fraud, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, the majority,
no.
Including even 40% of Latinos, think that. Wow, Bryce Harper,
Texicans.
Last story of the hour, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Bryce is back in the news, and I'm trying to remember what he was doing this time.
All right, Kurt will get that together for next hour.